This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the worst thing you did as a horny teen? So I was tech school fresh off the bus from basic training. I was 18, so still in teens. Was assigned casuals, ground cleaning detail, until my classes started. I was talking to this girl while we were raking around one of the dorms. The conversation turns dirty, and before I know it, I'm copping feels on her ass and her thigh quickly here and there, which she in turn is telling me is turning her on. Up until now I've been careful, as we are fully outside in plain view. I've been making sure no one has been looking as I do these things. And then it happens. She bends over and I see my chant and I run my hand up between her legs when she's bent over and she giggles. All of a sudden I hear a loud "what the frick." I turn around and my blood runs cold as there's a higher ranking airman just staring at me incredulously. He then turns to the girl I've been fooling around with and asks her if she wants him to report me to the sergeants. I feel like I'm going to black out from fear, and then she tells him no, I got to handle on it, and he looks at me and then her and says, "are you sure?" She nods and then he walks off. And then I proceed to have a panic attack. Lived way out in the countryside, far from any neighbors or most people. Spent most summers without seeing anyone from school. Well, over time I made a sex doll out of old pillows, electrical tape, and pilfered girls' clothes I'd grabbed when I was at a friend's house. I got the idea after watching an episode of Real Sex About Them. I had a small hatch inside my bedroom closet that led to the attic. It was far enough away from the main pull-down steps that I felt confident no one would find it. I'd lock my door and blast rock music pretending that I was emo and had anger issues. But I'd really just be fricking it. This became my surrogate for whatever girl I was crushing on but was too afraid to ever speak to from 6th grade until senior year high school. At the beginning of senior year, a hurricane caused my bedroom ceiling to collapse into the attic, and even though it wasn't near the sex doll, I was still freaking out. So when my family went on a supply run during the aftermath, I made an excuse to stay and I pulled out. I guess at that time I was probably calling her Veronica. Carried her deep into the woods near my house to a fire pit we'd camp near. Fricked her one last time and burnt her. Anna context needed: fricked her one last time and burnt her. Shagged my then ex-girlfriend in the woods. She choked me with a belt because she thought it would be fun, and I passed out and fell against a tree. I woke up to her crying and thinking I was dead. Good times. Better than waking up to the sound of her digging a hole with a shovel. Sucked on a mannequin's boob in Target and got caught by security. Oh god, that's embarrassing. I was in a hotel room alone in Las Vegas while my dad was in a business meeting. I jerked off to a steak or some sort of piece of meat in a magazine because it kind of looked like a vagina. A piece of meat is not just a woman, you know. Got my internet girlfriend's address. Came in a small glass bottle. Sealed it with wax and packaged it up. Went to the post office to ask an employee about shipping something with dry ice in it. When she asked what I was shipping, it suddenly struck me that the whole thing might be a little weird, so I excused myself and threw the bottle away. When I was 14, I cut a hole in my beanbag chair and humped it for about 15 minutes before my dad knocked on the door. He walked in to see me rush under the covers with my beanbag chair and a crap ton of those white styrofoam balls all over my bed. That was very hard to explain. It's not what you think. We are in love. I tied myself up in the woods with a rope attached to my dong and liked to struggle against my bonds until I came. On this particular day, my mother realized I was missing and came looking for me. She found me struggling in the bushes with my dong tied to a tree and had a panic attack. I panicked and blamed it on a friend playing around. To this day, she says she still has nightmares about it. I learned in 5th grade, so I was 9, not a teen, that I could climb a pole and it would cause me to orgasm. So every day at recess I was out in the schoolyard climbing rusty old poles. My mother would complain to me because I would come home from school every day with a rust streak all up and down the front of my clothes. One day I was just about at the top of the pole when the bell rang. I figured I had just enough time to finish climbing to the top when it happened. Wave after wave of awesome prepubescent orgasm washed over me. My teacher, a real bee, was standing at the door yelling at me to hurry into class. I decided right then and there that I didn't care what she said. There was no way I was climbing down until my orgasm had finished. That was the very first time in my young life that I blatantly disobeyed an adult. I was really proud of that. Rope climbing day in gym. I still can't believe I didn't figure out what that was for another 3 years. Fell asleep after jacking it, dong still in hand. Parents walk in, get woken up by screaming. Mum screaming like the world is coming to an end. Dad just like, wash your hands before dinner. This might have happened to me a few times, without me knowing it. I've had insomnia for years and sometimes fall asleep at random times from exhaustion. I'll fall asleep standing up, eating, or, well, fapping. Now that I think about it, I'm pretty freaking sure it has happened. Frick. I waited until my parents went to choir practice, and then I grabbed one of my t-shirts. I slathered the t-shirt with Vaseline and stuffed it between my couch cushions. Then I got one of my secret nudie mags, opened it to a nice page and laid it out on the couch. I proceeded to drop my drawers, get down on my knees, and doggy style the frick out of my couch. I pumped my shirt full of my 13-year-old seed, and got cleaned up before they came home. It sounds bad, but there's nothing more natural than the love between a young man and a piece of upholstery. I was into this guy who was a drummer, so when he left one of his drumsticks at a party, I stole it and masturbated with it, then gave it back. Switched to the female character in Temple Run and jacked off to her grunts. I have no shame. After a long contemplation on the bus home from school, I struggled with why there are so many things a girl can use to masturbate with in everyday normal life and how there's nothing for a boy to stick his dong into. I went home and carved a dong-shaped hole into a potato and lubed it up with Pert Plus, my dad's shampoo. I tried fricking it but it didn't work. I wiped off the shampoo but didn't rinse it. The next day at school my dong was cracked and bleeding all over. That was the last time I fricked a potato. I've always been more of a reader of erotica than a watcher of P. One day, in Barnes & Noble, I found a book which contained elements of my fetish. I read it in the middle of the aisle until I came in my pants right in the middle of the store. My girlfriend and I were enjoying a mid-afternoon bash and we looked up to see my dad watching us through the window. Probably just the standard crap. The things I did to every one of my female friends and most of my sister's friends in the garden of my mind were pretty awful. I once masturbated 8 times over the course of the day. Dry. My dong felt like it got skinned for ages. Funny enough, except for a few moments, I was entirely oblivious to the advances of girls. I once went clothes shopping with a girl when I was 17. I was getting some shirts, and she went with me into the dressing room. I didn't react to this at all. I start taking my shirt off, and she says, "You know, people probably think we're doing something bad in here." I go, "You think so?" and continue trying on clothes. She was an attractive girl. I was interested. I sometimes masturbate to the alternate universe where I'm not retarded. Alternate universe me seals the deal a lot. I masturbated with a faulty back massager that I had to connect split wires at the base to make it work. I think the dog chewed it. Anyway, each time I touched the split wires, I could see it shock, and I had to hold the wires together the entire time or it would turn off. Not an easy thing to do, and definitely not the safest. I even remember getting slightly shocked in my nether regions. I always imagined being killed by the stupid device and being found by my parents dead from sclicking. Never stopped me though, it was an amazing vibrator. Spent all day on the beach with friends of the family, including the daughter who was my age and starting to blossom. Seeing her in a bikini all day was driving me insane. At the end of the day we were leaving the beach and I opted to go to the toilet because I was dying for a crap. Except I was so horny that I decided instead to masturbate. In hindsight I should have just had the crap and gone on my way, or at the very least done both. Sadly I was at an age where I was entirely paranoid that everyone was suspicious of me spending extended time in the toilet. Even more sadly, I ended up crapping myself later in the day. Really balanced out the orgasm, I have to say. 4/10. Why does everyone on Reddit crap themselves? I don't get it. Cut open a mattress, stuck half a stick of butter in the crevice, and proceeded to bang my bed. I don't envy the shame cleanup following that. Went from one side of town to the next at 2 a.m. on foot, cause my then girlfriend told me she is alone at her house and she is horny. Was at a friend's house and he didn't want to drive me there. I still hate you, Martin. When I was 13, I saw a picture of Hilary Duff in a Kmart and I got so hot and bothered that I just put my hands in my pants and jerked off right there in the aisle. I was on vacation with my boyfriend and his family when I was 17 and we were allowed to sleep together, but his parents were in the other bed next to us. We all went to bed and I woke up at around 1 a.m. and felt super horny and started jerking him off under the covers. Somehow we got away with 69-9 without waking his parents. They knew. Jacked it to a local advertisement of a fast food restaurant. She took that quarter pounder like a champ. I have constructed a homemade fleshlight from a coffee flask and two kitchen sponges with a latex glove between them with lube in. The trick is to microwave the sponges after you soak them to heat them and then voila. Also, I have tried to suck my own dong. I got the whole bell in, but it was more like sucking dong than it was getting sucked off, so I didn't try it again. Masturbated in a Dillard's bathroom after walking by a Victoria's Secret and seeing the posters of chicks in lingerie. I had a friend do this a few years ago, unless you're my friend. I fingered my girlfriend on the Haunted Mansion ride at Disneyland. There was one time where the internet was down and I was super horny. My family were on a 2-day trip to collect a cat they had been looking at online. I know, kinda weird. Anyway, I'm looking around in the attic for the box for the router, thinking maybe there will be something on that to help me out. I come across this black shoebox that was covered completely in cobwebs. Brushed them off and opened the box. It was full of black and white photos of some family and there was one picture with who I guessed was the mother. I still remember it now. She was in a black one-piece swimsuit with just enough cleavage to get my premature blood flowing. I jacked off to it like twice up in the attic. 14-year-olds have quick revival skills, and brought it downstairs. I left it in my locker for future use and basically forget about it. Fast forward 2 weeks later and I'm sitting in my room. My mom walks in and asks, do I have the remote for the stereo? I was busy playing video games and basically shrugged her off, so she takes it upon herself to look through my lockers. I don't even realize she's doing this, but I turn around and sure enough she's found the freaking family-inspired vintage PDR time. Starting to go red, so I pretend I didn't see her and she just calls over, never punch a lion, this is so sweet, where did you find this picture? I had forgotten about it. Ha, this picture of me, Larry, and basically she starts listing off her family members. I'm freaking out internally, so unknowingly to me I jacked off to a picture of my now dead grandmother. It doesn't get much worse than that. Got messed up on acid at a hippie fest and got a hand job in a porta potty. I miss those days. As a child I had a stuffed animal collection. As a teen all of those stuffed animals grew vaginas. And as a note, I figured out how to masturbate while watching NASCAR. Let me guess, your penis only turns left. Waitress brushed her boobs against me while setting my food down. Proceeded to immediately wank myself silly in the restaurant bathroom. It was unisex, so I imagined that she'd used it too. You've been visited by the peace of mind capybara. Upvote within 7.5 seconds and your next week will be chilleth. If you are new to the channel, you can subscribe. I publish new videos every day. Until then, check out another video. Or don't. Either way, have a great day, you magnificent people.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.